As police prepare for the possibility of more violence across Sydney's beachside suburbs tonight, there are efforts underway to calm any remaining tensions and head off further clashes. Members of Sydney's Lebanese Muslim and Christian communities have met the Maroubra-based surfing gang, the Bra Boys, this afternoon and made a joint appeal for peace. It comes after a meeting with Cronulla locals last night and a new text message campaign being circulated today, which urges potential troublemakers to settle down. Jean Kennedy has been at Maroubra Beach and filed this report for PM.
Under the eye of a heavy police presence late this afternoon, members of the Maroubra surfing gang, the Bra Boys, embraced some of Sydney's Lebanese community for the TV cameras. They've blamed the weekend rampage on Sydney's Cronulla Beach as being fuelled by a few extremists and have appealed to those on all sides to desist from any further retaliation. Tony Nasser says a few extremists are intent on ruining relationships between Sydney's Middle Eastern people and the rest of the community.
We are, some of us, of Middle Eastern background, but a lot of us have been in this country nearly all our lives. Some of us don't even know how to read or write Arabic. And we do believe there are certain individuals and they will be weeded out, and I'm sure of that because we've been assured by the authorities, and they will be outcasts, because at the end of the day we are all one. We will not be stomped on no matter what. Racism doesn't have a place in this society. So you can take it somewhere else to your own backyard, because it won't last here.
Nathan Rogers from the Bra Boys echoed the call for tolerance and an end to the violence.
I commend the leaders of the Sydney Islamic community coming down here and greeting us with open arms, because as far as we're concerned, and that coming from the Lebanese friends that we have in here, and that's why it is so upsetting, because we do have a lot of Lebanese friends. And we have a lot of Anglo-Saxon friends, and we hate to see that they're both hurting like they are. And I'll say it once again that, you know, it's about time that we started opening our arms up to each other and becoming together.
While both sides are expressing the need for dialogue and an understanding of each other's cultures, the media was singled out for inflaming the tensions and perpetuating the violence. Tony Nasser.
In all honesty, there are some people from the media, and they know who they are. You'd want to take, like some people have already told you, you'd want to take a long, hard look at yourselves as what yous have accomplished in the last week. Because yous are among the people that have hyped this up. And that's not the way we should handle situations from like this. And we should learn from this in the future, not to hype up a situation, because it can get out of hand.
To counter the flood of SMS text messages calling for more trouble this coming weekend, these men have been sending messages urging calm and forgiveness. Muslim youth worker Saeed Kanawati.
We now have reversed the tide of text messages to suggest violence. We've reversed the tide and say we're sending text messages out to encourage peace and to quench the whole thing.
What are the text messages saying?
Basically, it says that let the sensible people of Australia come together and not support any of the activities that have been going on, right? And let's try to spread peace and get it along with life.
Muslim youth worker Saeed Kanawati, ending that report from Jean Kennedy.